will be clearing through the day tomorrow. Overnight lows to the upper 60s. Spotty morning showers ending tomorrow afternoon. Decreasing clouds in mid-70s. Lower humidity filtering down Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. A better feel of the air coming our way with early morning lows 50s to low 60s. Sunshine for the afternoons Friday and Saturday with a high near 80. The 41st Annual Harrison County Gem, Mineral, Fossil, and Jewelry Show, featuring jewelry, rocks, gems, beads, fossils, minerals, displays, demonstrations. Come and stump the experts. Exhibits, hourly door prices. Saturday, May 15th, 9 to 5. Sunday, May 16th, 9 to 4. $5 for adults, kids 10 and under get in free. Joppa Shrine Temple, Shriners Boulevard, Biloxi. I-10 will mark at exit number 41 North. GulfportGems.org. GulfportGems.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right. Well, welcome. Tonight you have, or today you have, Huck. Our dear friends Clay and Dave are out this week, so hopefully we'll have them back next week, okay? Well, we're going to take some callers today, and we're going to talk about a few things. We have some amazing callers calling in right now, but first we want to talk about a few things that are Biden's self-created crisis. What is Biden's self-created crisis doing? It's pushing Americans into a crisis. We are here with Liberty or Lockdown, and this is your host, Huck. And I just want to thank you to our listeners for listening in. The left and the rhino right are actively destroying America. Global elites are working towards their global reset. What exactly is this great reset? Great reset. I've read into it. I've read a lot about it. I'm not an expert on it, but I do know that it is not good. It is actually a very bad plan. The WHO, Bill Gates, Charles Schwab, Fauci, it's a post-pandemic plan. They do not like Americans' sovereignty. They do not like our sovereignty. So this Great Reset is not a good plan. If you hear anything about the Great Reset, I would suggest that you begin to do your research on it, pray about it, and do more research and pray some more. Christians out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. The body of Christ is actively praying against the Great Reset. And I know that this is a plan that's been in effect for a long time. And so I think from a little bit of the knowledge, a little bit of the research I've done, it was supposed to be implemented in maybe the next 20 or 30 years, but it's been pushed up forward. And so now they're having to do it because they didn't expect Trump to win. Trump's win was a miracle. It was a miracle by God, and they didn't expect that. And you know how the DNC reacted when Trump won? They were all crying. So we know that the Lord put Trump in, and a lot of people hate Trump, and the more people that hate him, there's a lot of people that love him. There's millions and millions of patriots that are, they love their country, and they've gone to war for their country. They've lost loved ones for their country, and so they're going to continue to fight for their country. These people, they do not like America's sovereignty. That is why they have open borders, because they don't like our sovereignty. President Trump has worked actively in the last 4 years to bless America, and we're still feeling some of the fruit of that, but quickly in the last, what is it, 120 days? I'm not sure exactly, since Biden, illegitimate Biden, has been in office. Illegitimate Joe Biden, he is not the legitimate president because the elections were stolen from we the people. They were stolen. They were the Dominion machines were used throughout the United States. Maricopa County is evidence that this has happened, and it's all going to be exposed. And as a Christian, I pray that the Lord expose those things that are not, they're not good, they're not right. I'm going to take a minute, and I'm going to open up the line to Dr. Robert Little. Dr. Robert Little, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling in. Dr. Little, we're talking a little bit about Biden's self-created crisis and how he's pushing America into these crises. I know that I'd asked you to call in, and I wanted us to begin in prayer, and that we had a little trouble getting you on the line. So would you mind if we stop and you pray for us and for this nation?
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you remain in control of every situation, every event. And we thank you that you're providing for your people right now. Lord, we commit this program to you. We commit our discussion to you. And we pray that what we say and what we discuss will be according to your will. And especially it will be according to the truth that you have placed in our lives and according to the truth that you want us to discuss. So we thank you for the result. Thank you for being with us now and guide our discussion. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I know earlier we were talking about integrity, and I really enjoyed that conversation. You had mentioned that the integrity, the quality of a person, that's your integrity. What you say has to hold on the outside. There should be no difference. Would you expound on that a little bit about integrity?
Yes. Well, I think a lot of people equate integrity with honesty, but I think it really goes deeper than that. Integrity, I like to give the analogy of the integrity of a building. A building has integrity if it will stand under outside forces, if it will maintain its ability not to collapse, and if all of its functions remain intact no matter what's going on the outside. That's pretty much what we have to do as people. We have to maintain our position in relation to truth no matter what comes against us from the outside, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation. We maintain a relationship to truth in which we always seek and stand for the truth. We also seek and stand for doing the right thing. We believe in the right thing, and then we act upon the right thing, and we choose to do what is right as well. So integrity is very important in our lives. And integrity is critically important for us to stand as a nation. If we don't have integrity within our laws, within our government, our nation will not stand under the external forces that come against it. So we need to maintain integrity in every way in our lives, both individually as well as in relation to who we are as the United States of America.
I agree with that. We have a lot of things right now developing within the House and the Senate where people need to stand with their integrity, stand strong with their integrity. Something that you had mentioned. So it's a pattern. It's a standard that we have within ourselves, and it's not something. It's something that we walk it out every day. We hold ourselves with integrity, and we continuously have that integrity in everything we say and everything we do. And so when opposition comes, you still remain, you still have that same integrity that you had prior. It doesn't get erased. It doesn't get removed. You can't be canceled by cancel culture. When you have integrity, you have integrity.
Exactly.
And you were talking... Continue.
Integrity is basically what you are as a person. And what you are as a person needs to be the same... And the way you act as well. So what you are on the outside should be what other people see, or rather what you are on the inside should be what other people see on the outside. You need both.
That's right. So we're going to take a break, and I'd like you to stay on the line if you don't mind. And come back, and we'll touch back on that integrity a little bit more. I know that you listened to Today America, and we'll talk about that, okay? Thank you, Dr. Little.
Who will stand and fight? Stand and fight. I'm gonna stand and fight. The government. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
This is a Jefferson Parish Council member going rogue.
Continuation is a continuation of what you've been doing. Now, I did not have to approve anything for you. Okay, you're working on it. I mean, it seems that you're not gracious to the mere fact that we've allowed you to get one. You've attempted to get permits in other locations.
Who are you to allow me? Who are you to allow me?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'd like to revisit that resolution.
43?
Number 43. I'd like to cancel it.
All right, we'll see you in court.
We did everything possible to ensure, even made some exceptions for him. I'm going to move to cancel that resolution, and whatever takes place after that, so be it.
Someone needs to tell Byron Lee that he needs to resign, and he is not the king of Jefferson Parish. Call his office at 504-364-2603. This ad is paid for by Liberty or Lockdown.
Coming June 17th, enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO, 990 a.m.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
WGSO, from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner.
slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you.
All right. Welcome back. We're back on. It's Liberty or Lockdown. Have Dr. Little on hold, but real quick, we're going to bring in Representative Kathy Edmondson. Kathy, welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. How are you doing today?
Hey, Martha. Fine. How are you doing?
Good, good. So I know you're in the trenches battling it out there, huh?
Yeah.
At the state capitol.
Right now, but I stepped out because I thought it was important for us to be able to have a little conversation on your show.
It's very important, and I really appreciate you doing that. So tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know that you're in there. There's a lot going on with the critical race theory bills. A lot of heat, and a lot of people are emotions are running high. So can you tell us what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, Ray Garofalo had a bill about a week and a half ago in education, and what he was basically wanting to do, and I'll tell you about Valerie Hodges' bill after, but just to make sure that we are teaching our classes based on facts and not on ideology. We believe that we should not pit one race against another, that all races should be created equal.
That's right.
And critical race theory is like a sort of an ideology that says one group is superior and one group is inferior to another. And it just creates animosity, and it leads to discrimination, to be honest with you. So I just think that Representative Garofalo was just trying to have the conversation, and it turned into a bad deal. And then Representative Hodges also had a bill, actually mine and hers, House Bill 352, and the bill passed, but she had an amendment on it, and the amendment simply wanted to integrate I'm sorry, that's the bill. Her amendment only wanted to make sure that the content standards did not provide a particular sex, race, ethnicity, or national origin, and you know, caused the curriculum to be where they taught that a race was either superior or inferior to another, which goes back to the definition. And that got shut down very quickly. But I would like to tell you about the bill that did pass out of the Education Committee this week, and that is in our American History and Civics classes. If this does get through on the House floor, and then it has to go to the Senate Committee and the Senate, it will integrate such things in our courses like, let's see, I have a list here that I wanted to share with you. I think people will be excited. Equal justice under the law, private property rights, federalism, due process, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, Gettysburg Address, national sovereignty, and so on. It's just a really good thing if we can get this out that we can put back into the curriculum. That I just don't believe that we're teaching that everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
And I think it's so very important for our, you know, to the validity of the United States of America. I mean, it's almost like we're hearing people just tear it down. Like
they hate America.
Horrible.
Yeah, like America was horrible. America was not horrible. I mean, there's a stain on it, but it wasn't horrible. And you know,
there's a stain. But we have done a lot to change.
We sure have. We sure have. So we've come a long way. I am proud of our country. I love America. And I am not embarrassed or humiliated to be an American. It is an honor and a blessing from the Lord to be born in America.
Amen.
People come from all over the world wanting to get into this country. If it's so horrible, why are so many people coming across the borders? I mean, they're coming they're putting their babies at risk. If it's so horrible, what mother would put her baby at risk? I'm telling you, it doesn't even make sense what they're talking about. You know, I know you know this, but last week I was sabotaged by the liberal left and was dragged through the mud because I didn't agree with Stephanie Hilferty. I didn't like how she, you know, tried to put words into Garofalo's mouth. Garofalo did not say what she was trying to accuse him of.
He was basically saying,
let's have an open conversation about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, okay, there is no good when someone's being abused.
He did not mean that there was anything good about slavery.
No, he didn't.
It's very hard to get to make her understand that
he
was
did.
Just a misstep.
She cornered him. She cornered him. It was not what he meant. And that was not what I meant when I posted my post. I was basically just saying that the slavery in America didn't begin in America. It began in biblical times. It's thousands of years old, and it was a norm for many thousands of years, and America abolished it.
Praise the Lord.
And so people don't want to talk about that. Isn't that the good?
Is that the good?
That is
very good.
It was abolished in America. And so, you know, hey, if I have to take one for the team so we can talk about this openly,
absolutely.
Then so be it. Yeah. I will do it. And
Martha,
I am.
We're going to have to have
I thank you so much for calling in. Yes,
yeah,
we have to have it.
We are going to have it. And I just appreciate you so much. You're a blessing. And thank you for having me on. And I'm going to run back to session now. Okay.
Okay. That's Representative Kathy Edmondson. Thank you so much for calling in. The Lord bless you. And you keep up the good fight. We're covering you in prayer.
You. Okay, Martha. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. So how much time do we have left here? We have 2 minutes. Can I get, let's see what caller, Lenar Whitney. Let's get Lenar Whitney. She's a chairwoman. Is she still on? Yes, Lenar Whitney's still on.
Yes.
Hi, Lenar.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about you're a chairwoman for the RNC, National Republican, right?
Yes, I'm the committee woman for the RNC for the past 8 years, serving my third term, and a former state representative in District 53 from Terrebonne and Lafourche. And I've been following a little bit more. I'm on the Election Integrity Committee for the RNC. And because of that, I'm very interested in what's happening, of course, in Louisiana and following all the legislation that's out there currently. So I thought I would just speak to you a little bit about, and as you know, we have these Old Dominion machines. Kyle Ordron, our Secretary of State, has written two RFPs basically to satisfy Dominion for our new machines in the future. And so he's now, we have to satisfy another, we have to purchase some machines at a cost of $100 million is basically what the new RFP is going to be written for. So we're undergoing a study right now. Sharon Hewitt, Senator Sharon Hewitt, has SB 221, which basically she is setting up a voting system commission. And we spoke against the bill just a little bit because this voting commission is all a gross and bureaucratic assignment.
Lenar, we have 30 seconds. Just hold on a second. We're going to go on a quick break, and we're going to bring you right back. Thank you. Hold on.
Okey-dokey.
Thank you.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, Colonel Alan West joins us, the chairman of the Texas Republican Party. We'll talk about all the infighting and the departure of Liz Cheney and whether the Republican Party will be united or not for the next election. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. So.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give, talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hey, Tracy, you know what I'm thinking about buying our friends for the holidays?
So what?
Bar2Go, a compact case that allows you to travel virtually anywhere with your 50-milliliter liquor bottles. Choose from top grain leather, which can be debossed, or heavyweight canvas, which can be embroidered. Custom work is welcome. Bar2Go can be found at www.thebar2go.com. And just like our favorite spirit, it's made in the USA.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Can you get me one, too?
Of course, Tracy. Don't forget www.thebar2go.com.
This is Roland Creason from Nola Town Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Governor Edwards lobbied the Biden administration to end the moratorium on new oil and gas lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico today. The governor requests that the pause be lifted in the third quarter to help an industry that employs 250,000 Louisianans.
And we want the resumption. We want it as soon as possible so that the worst impacts don't happen and that these people don't lose their chance at supporting themselves and their families.
And a bill by Abita Springs Representative Larry Freeman is headed to the House floor that would allow either chamber of the legislature to end or modify a governor's emergency declaration. Opponents took issue with the fact that only one chamber would have these sweeping powers during an emergency. Freeman says requiring both chambers, though, would make the bill pointless.
To say you have to get both would have been almost, it's impossible. You might as well just say you're never going to do anything.
Opponents argue that the legislature is not qualified to make those kinds of decisions during an emergency situation. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com News, I'm Matt Doyle.
Free up your time. With Steel, you can spend less time working on your yard and more time doing the things you love. Not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot, Steel is only available through our 10,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies. Get big league performance in your backyard with Steel battery tools. From mowers to trimmers, our AK Homeowner Series starts at just $199.99. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 10,000 local dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. All prices MSRP. Available participating dealers. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
This is a Jefferson Parish Council member going rogue.
Continuation is a continuation of what you've been doing. Now, I did not have to approve anything for you. Okay, you're working on it. I mean, it seems that you're not gracious to the mere fact that we've allowed you to get one. You've attempted to get permits in other locations.
Who are you to allow me? Who are you to allow me?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'd like to revisit that resolution.
43?
Number 43. I'd like to cancel it.
All right, we'll see you in court.
We did everything possible to ensure, even made some exceptions for him. I'm going to move to cancel that resolution. And whatever takes place after that, so be it.
Someone needs to tell Byron Lee that he needs to resign, and he is not the king of Jefferson Parish. Call his office at 504-364-2603. This ad is paid for by Liberty or Lockdown.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, welcome back. I kind of miss Clay. You know, he's got a much better welcoming entrance. So here we go. Lenar Whitney, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's pick up where we left off at.
So we were discussing a little bit about Senator Sharon Hewitt's bill 221, which basically establishes two commissions, a voting system commission and a voting system evaluation committee. And what these two committees will do, they will basically, the voting system commission will narrow down all the selections of the voting systems out there across America, which 69% of America votes on hand-marked paper ballots, secure paper ballots. I'm talking encrypted and layered, serial marked, watermarked, you know, so it's not the paper ballots of yesteryears. This is like paper ballots that can be, as Maricopa County is doing right now, they can detect watermarks. You can detect the type of paper that is being used through scanning equipment and also through evaluations. So what this commission is basically doing is narrowing down the selections. They're going to come up with three different systems that we can choose to vote with. And then there's going to be an evaluation committee that's going to narrow it down to one. And what I found about this bill, this is just me personally and a couple of grassroots activists on the outside, is basically the public is left out of the information. Although there's going to be public hearings, everybody on the committee is either appointed or an appointee by the governor, the secretary of state, the president of the Senate has two appointees, the speaker of the House has two appointees. The clerk of court has one, the register of voters office has one, and the commissioner of elections has one. But what we don't find we have there is anybody from the activist side, you know, and there's only four elected officials, basically our state representatives. So when you want to push back, just like we're trying to do right now with legislation, that we really feel like we need to have a voice and a seat at the table in order to express our wishes and our opinions, because there's designees, we really can't get information to these people. You know, you can go to the public hearing if you're lucky enough to know when it is and where it is, and you get your 2 minutes of say at a table, perhaps. But that's about it. If it was more of state representatives, which we kind of feel like the state representatives are almost subrogating their authority. You know, the state legislators will set the time and the manner in which the elections will be held. And that actually includes and can include the way that we vote, which is machines. And so
the committee that they're putting together is very
bureaucratic
committee.
Right.
And it doesn't represent
Correct.
We the people.
It does not represent. When I said the governor, the secretary of state, two from the secretary of state, even our president of the Senate, you know, speaker of the House, clerk of court, registrar's office, the commissioner, and then maybe one cyber expert, you know, by the chairman of the Cyber Security Commission. But what we found, even talking to the legislators, they're not in depth in this subject matter. They just kind of, you know, it's a tough one, you know, and I mean, if you're really not following, as you probably have been, I mean, we're following what's happening in Maricopa County day to day. Gateway Pundit has some great reporting on all this. What's happening right now in Antrim County, these ballot marking devices. And this is another thing for the evaluation committee. Secretary Kyle Ordoin gets to pick the five that will pick the final selection. So we're like, wait, well, Kyle gets to pick the five people. You know, they're going to be his designees.
So he's going to pick his people. So they'll what I don't understand is why would he want Dominion anyway? If he is a Republican, as he says he is, Republicans are, we know that the elections were stolen from us, no matter what the Democrats say. It doesn't matter. They can say it 1,000 times. It doesn't mean that the elections weren't stolen. They were absolutely stolen. And the Dominion machines were used across the United States to switch votes from Trump to Biden. We know this. It's factual. So
you're absolutely right. What we do know is that 69% of America votes on hand paper ballots. We do know that ES&S and Dominion have the largest share of the machines across America.
Yeah.
Okay, the largest share, which is still like only about 29%. However, and what we're doing right now is our early voting machines or Dominion. So for Kyle, this is an easy walk into, you know, what I want to implement. So he also for a feel-good moment, he says, we're going to have this voter-verified paper audit trail, which is called a VPAT, V-V-P-A-T, VPAT. It is a machine that just attaches to another machine and basically records your vote so that you can look in a little viewing screen and say, yeah, that's what I voted for. Then you go back to your machine
so
and you press.
Real quick, because we don't have much time, let me ask you something. Representative, Senator Sharon Hewitt, right? Can people burn up her phones, send her emails, tell her not to, fill the committee with bureaucrats and put some, some people who are we the people.
Well, exactly. And so that was what we came to the table and said. And she said, don't worry, it's going to be this big inclusive bill and we're going to narrow it down. However, I mean, I know.
And what's the name of this bill?
Government works. So the name, the bill number is SB 221.
So we're saying yes to it or no to it?
Well, we're saying yes to it, but we'd like some a seat at the table. It would be better if we had more legislators because we can't contact the designee.
Okay.
You can contact a state representative through even their office, their assistant, him himself, somebody you may know, but I can't contact a designee. I don't know, and they have no responsibility to a constituent base, So I just think that it expands bureaucracy. Representative Kathy Edmondson was just on and talking about Representative Valerie Hodges. Valerie Hodges has a bill, HB 701, where she's talking about trying to include all the, we want most of the activists out here and concerned citizens would like to go back, as all experts have said. I've talked to Colonel Phil Waldron. I've talked to Russ Ramslin. I've talked to Siobhan Polster. All these people have said the only way we can guarantee our vote in the future is by hand-marked paper ballots, so that at the end of the day, they go through what they call a dumb scanner. It calculates. It tabulates. Canon makes one. You don't have to use one from ES&S or Dominion, and then it's dropped into a lockbox. And at the end of the day, those ballots have to be audited. And as Maricopa County is finding right now, you can't get into the machines. They have a secure username and password that is not, the Dominion does not want to give up. And in all the swing states where we're having a lot of problems, it is Dominion. I'm willing to say the D word and the F word. It's Dominion and it's fraud. And just because you won't educate yourself about what's going on in these swing states and the difficulties we're having, even for the hand count in Maricopa County, doesn't mean it didn't exist.
Well, I can't get past the fact that, I can't get past the fact that even Kyle Ardoin would be entertaining Dominion knowing what happened. I mean, we are not blind, deaf, and dumb to what happened. It happened right before our very eyes. Matter of fact, this has been going on for many, many, many years. They just finally got caught. So
you're absolutely right. This election was stolen by, death by a thousand cuts, all kinds of different ways. I mean, it was tremendous. I think our biggest thing that we could do is tell the Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin, we do not want Dominion.
Okay.
Or machine.
Yeah. So
I want to vote on secure hand marked paper ballot.
There we go. Thank you so much, Lenar Whitney. I appreciate you calling and we're going to get you back in soon. Okay. Thank you for the hard work and keep up the fight. The Lord bless you. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Let's have our next caller, Claston Bernard. Claston ran for the 2nd Congressional District. That was that gerrymandered district out there, and he ran a good race. Let's welcome Claston Bernard.
Hey, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much for calling in. We had Representative Kathy Edmondson call in a few minutes ago. Were you able to hear her?
No, I was actually I was in another meeting. So
yes, so she is telling me that you're out there at the Capitol and you are fighting and really doing a great job. Would you tell us a little bit about what's going on with this critical race theory? And do you have a good feeling about, are we going to be able to fight this? Are we going to win or what's going on?
The question I would like to ask the governor and even Democrats who are opposing actually in support of killing this critical race theory bill, do they support racism and Jim Crow, segregation against white people? This is a blunt question. Do they support demonizing whites? You know, do they, you know, what is the end goal of this? Because, you know, Chairman Garofalo was being questioned all day. I was there. And he was just saying history need to be taught. Now, let me make this very clear. Critical race theory is not about just teaching history. It's about teaching racism and saying white people are inherently evil by being born white.
That's unbelievable. And that,
so, you know, and pretty much you're demonizing whites. You're saying whites cause, you know, some of the issues for what people are dealing with in the environment and in whichever way they want to. But this is reverse Jim Crow. So pretty much that's what it is. MLK says, don't judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character.
That's right.
And that's what the Civil Rights, the 1964 Civil Rights Act is supposed to do. But we have people who are tribalizing our society against ethnicity and gender, because racially we're one race. And if
that's right, the human race, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So is John Bel Edwards in support of, because I've heard him gone out there and said, when Helferty, Representative Helferty, actually, you know, she was actually, and I'll say this, I don't know if she understood what critical race theory is about or was about, but for 4 hours, we're there defining, explaining what critical race theory was about. Representative Carter started questioning.
Would you keep that thought for 1 second? We're about to go on to a break, and I'll bring you right back on. Thank you so much.
Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge May 14th, it's the North Mississippi All-Stars. For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
If you're a baby boomer and you're still sitting on a recliner with no direction home, maybe we can trade tie-dye patterns. Talk to me Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 on WGSO 990.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Oh, ain't that a
All right, we're back. Claston Bernard, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's pick up where we left off at.
Yeah, I want to go back because I want this. I want the governor and I want those trying to kill this critical race theory bill in the House. I want them to. This statement that I'm about to read is from a guy named Damian Young. He's an editor at The Root and also occasionally for The New York Times. And it says, whiteness is a public health crisis. It shortens life expectancies. It pollutes air. It constricts equilibrium. It devastates forests. It melts ice caps. It sparks and fun wars. It flattens dialect. It infests consciousness. And it kills people.
Wow.
I just want to ask Governor John Bel Edwards, is this what should be taught in school? The Congressional Black Caucus, do you support this ideology?
I'm speechless. I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Do you guys support this kind of demonization and bigotry? Is this what it is? It teaches that racism is the original sin that makes white people who are inherently racist by the nature of their birth irredeemable. And the only way for you to pay for atonement is through reparation. This is what critical race theory is about.
This is insanity.
They use the teaching of history of slavery and Jim Crow as an excuse to push this religious belief system, which it really is. This is the whole thing. But it is not about teaching history or any subject in particular. They said the way we reason in the West, the Western way of reasoning, is based on whiteness and white supremacy. It doesn't sound any different from what they were teaching in the 1840s about blacks, or during Jim Crow, what they were saying about blacks, and they're asking for people to be segregated. They're asking for whites to be banished from certain spaces.
So the very thing we fought against to abolish, they're trying to recreate it and bring it back.
And under the guise that America is systemically racist and money need to be paid. People need to be shamed. You know, so... You know, this is quite disturbing.
It's very disturbing. It's very disturbing. And when you talk up, when you discuss it, you get, you know, coined a racist if you're a white person. And, you know, I'm just one of these people who I'm going to open up this platform so that we can have an open discussion about this, because I know it happened to my little boy when he was in third grade 2 years ago at the private school that he was at. They shouldn't be teaching little third graders when their minds aren't ready for that kind of stuff, because they learn self-hate. The little white boys become to self-hate, and then they turn into the very thing that they claim that they're trying to stop people from becoming. They're going to create these little racists instead of, you know, fixing it. It's not a good thing. It's actually going to create more racism. It's going to cause more confusion and division.
Well, the human nature is either to push back, fight back, or, you know, but these things never end well. This is the reality of where we're going. And, if you know, for me, this critical race theory need to be banned outrightly in the state of Louisiana. And I'm not sure why more people are not up in arms about this.
They don't know about it.
They
don't know about it. I talked to a couple of families yesterday. They know nothing about it.
Well, John Bel Edwards been talking about it. The advocates been writing about it. The Congressional Black Caucus is trying to get Chairman Garofalo to step down. It's out there. So where are the Republicans in this? Where are the conservative movement? Where are they? Why aren't they calling and flooding their legislature offices and say, we can't allow this? You know, we have to become unified as a party, and we have to stand for something. Your white people, get used to it. When you oppose certain policies, you will be called racist.
That's
you,
right.
You know, the reality is, but I will caution, be careful of what you say, because they are looking for words, they're looking for ways to say, see, I told you they're a big ass. So this is not a battle that you just wage or you just walk into.
Well, even if you aren't waging it, they're going to call you that no matter what.
Yes, but what you have to do is to be able to understand that they use their linguistics. They study languages, and that's why so many whites are afraid to tackle it, because they never know what to say and how to say it. But the reality is you have to be able to deal with this and cut off any angles that they will try to use to say you are racist. The fact is, when critical race theory comes up, you can, hey, read the statement that are out there. There are many of them out there, whether it's in papers or articles or books that have been pushed, whether it's on Tulane campuses and different places, written by Ibrahim Kendi X, or by Robin DiAngelo, and all, there are a number of different places you can find the information and read that information back and say, is this what we want for our society? You don't have to go off in anything else, but use the very language that they're proposing, and the demonization of the demagogue, rather, the way they're trying to caricature people to make them seem insignificant. Use their language against them, but push back. We cannot allow bigotry. We fought a civil war to end slavery. People marched, died, and got maimed.
Yes, they did.
Jim Crow.
That's right.
So so where are we heading with this? So and again, for me at the legislature, I'd love to see more unity from the Republican Party. There's not enough unity. I mean, what Stephanie Hilferty did to Chairman Garofalo was wrong, flat out wrong.
Absolutely.
She knew. In fact, is for her to come away with what he said and just look. I'm here. My ancestors were slaves. Okay. I am not going to apologize for my existence. Now, I caution people to be careful in what dealing with these situations with the slavery issue. But I'm not going to. I can point out and say, you know what? I am here, and no matter what happens, I am a free man. I'm able to do whatever I want to do, live the way I want to live in this country. So there are things that, no matter how unpleasant it has been, and no matter what has happened, I can go back to Genesis 50 verses 20, where Joseph says, you know, what was meant for evil, God turned it around and used it for his purposes.
Yeah, so, that's right. Claston, I want to tell you, thank you so much for calling in, and I appreciate you standing up for what you're doing and fighting for righteousness. You are a blessing from the Lord, and you are in my prayers, and your family are always in my prayers. The Lord bless you, and thank you so much for calling in. All right, I want to get Jeremiah on the line right now. Jeremiah, I want to thank you so much for holding that line for the last 45 minutes. You are a patient man. Are you there, Jeremiah?
Yeah, and I think my wife might disagree with that statement.
We don't have much time. I'm going to have to get you to come back in next week.
I tell you, let me say right off the bat, that gentleman that was just on the line, he gets it. He really understands. He understands the depth of the issue that we're facing. I didn't get his name.
His name is Claston Bernard. He ran for 2nd Congressional District. We're going to have you call back in next week, and we're going to pick up where we left off, sir. My apologies for not letting you have enough time to speak. Please call back in, and the rest of the callers will hear you.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
WGSO, from the Bucharest
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.